Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of The Big Screen Breakdown. I am Erin.
I'm Kristen.
And we are going to give our review of Wuthering Heights. We saw it on February 15th. We've had some time for it to kind of settle. And I think that...
I have some thoughts.
Kristen's got some thoughts. I have some thoughts. Kristen's got some thoughts, you know, so... Kristen, let's get your take on the movie.
Okay, so like the first maybe 15 minutes of it, I was like, I don't like this. It was dark,
yeah,
windy, muddy.
Like, well, it is the England.
I know, but like no sunshine. Like the whole thing, the opening scene of it, especially, you know, and just I felt very like. Uncomfortable in my seat. I don't know why. It just made it didn't.
It's just that it's like that. You don't like it because it's the dark. It's got the fog, like the moors in England and everything. But it definitely set the tone for how the movie was going to go. Yeah. I think the film was shot beautifully.
Yeah.
As far as for what it was supposed to look like and everything, but mm-hmm. it did. It's like you're just drawn into this dark, foggy world, and it kind of
doesn't make you feel
it doesn't make
good.
You feel yes, it definitely doesn't make you feel good.
Nothing about the movie makes you feel good. Yeah. Like, and I thought it was supposed to be like just a, you know, Romeo and Juliet, like, you know, yeah. star-crossed lovers, blah, blah, blah. But no, it is the most toxic crap I've ever seen in my life.
And I guess we should have led with, Kristen nor I have ever read the book.
Yeah, no.
So after we watched it, I Googled some stuff on it, you know, and I've seen a lot of comments on social media that, you know, we just talked to Veronica, mm-hmm. that it's nothing like the book.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
The way that... I have understood the book. The book is to be more of kind of that classic gothic tragic drama. Yeah. And this, you know, like
this
Veronica was
sex.
Saying, they turned it, they
all
took
sex.
What it's supposed to be. This is a Veronica quote, not me. Took what it's supposed to have been in the book and, you know, modernized it because every romance movie or anything like that now is going to be about sex and romance.
Yeah. I think a big part of, like, I don't know. I mean, the acting, of course, it was good. It was like the movie was done well.
It's not
how I want to feel leaving a theater, I guess.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's depressing.
It's really, yeah, it's really
sad. It kind of drags you down with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I don't, like, yeah, same thing with, like, Legends of the Fall. I can't watch that movie because I just, you know, it just leaves me sad for, like, days.
Right.
But... This one,
these old love stories are like not what, you know, this book is what, 1800. So this is so old, and it's just not the kind of love that in our generations, like love stories that we've grown up on, I guess.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's very toxic and. It's one thing I do like. So we both agree that we are obsessed with Margot Robbie.
I love her.
She's.
I just want to be her friend and hang out
with
her.
Be her friend.
She's
so good.
She's so talented.
Yeah, she's so good in everything she does. And hello, Jacob. Such a beautiful man.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I heard him say in one of their press tours or whatever is that, you know, this movie is all about. Yearning for someone in almost like a mentally abusive way to yourself.
For sure.
And my favorite thing that came out of just watching some press tours with them is Jacob Elordi said, don't yearn for people. Like if you love them, tell them, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, and that kind of made me think about the movie and how, yeah, it's like you have two people who have feelings for each other and it's just, pure torment.
But the thing is, they could have been together.
And they could,
there was
yes.
nothing standing
was
in their way but each
nothing.
Other.
It was,
I mean, she could have just, I mean, first of all, I mean, I don't want to give anything away with the movie or whatever, but it's like, if they only put their pride aside.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, and it, it makes you come out thinking like, oh, I'm going to go watch this classic romance, this classic literature love story. And you come out thinking like, neither one of those people are good people.
Like, well, yeah, I don't think they're bad people.
I mean, not but bad like, people, but in terms of what they put each other through and just kind of, I don't know, it's kind of an odd...
Especially... Margot Robbie's character.
Yeah. It's, I can't.
There's no need.
Right. Yes. It was just kind of a, I mean.
I guess it wouldn't the movie be what itself, it is without yeah. that. But.
The movie itself and just like it, if the book is worse, like, I don't know that I could read the book.
I think the book's just different, isn't it?
I mean, I know there's different aspects to it.
I wonder if it's just as devastating.
I mean, I've read some things that if the movie bothered you, the book would definitely bother you. But it just doesn't want to make me want to read the book.
I don't want to read the book.
You and I are both readers, yeah, but
I don't.
It seems toxic. Yeah, it seems mentally abusive.
But I wonder if without all the drama and stuff like that, like, would they have still had such strong feelings?
Yeah, it's almost like they were in love with the drama and in love with the affair and just being able to tell each other no and, that kind of, it was like a lot of it towards the end was just flat denial. Yeah. Like, you're literally denying someone you love any of your attention on purpose.
And then what's his face does.
Yeah.
Like, immediately after she's like, I'm done. And then he doesn't even wait. It's like the same night.
Yeah, it's just
it goes and he makes things like 100 times worse.
It's just definitely a mental movie where it makes you realize that this was definitely a gothic tragic story.
Unhealthy.
And not,
yeah, it was so unhealthy.
Yeah, an unhealthy love is what this was all about.
Which
so,
for a movie,
I mean,
of course, it's not like it's
and I get
real.
It. That's what people wrote about back in those times,
right?
So. But I mean,
I think I was expecting more like Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
And this is what we got. And I was like,
this,
no.
This is mean.
Yeah. I was like, I don't like this at all. And I hate
it.
It was
a very dark, a dark movie.
Everything
they said each other, the
surroundings, their surroundings, all the other characters, like everything. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to say that I completely hated it. I appreciate like all the cinematography and stuff because it was shot beautifully. The costumes, which I did read somewhere too, like the costumes were not
in line with the book.
With the time period, those were kind of altered a little bit, okay. But. One thing I did like was that in every outfit she wore, Margot Robbie had some form of red on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just, so the costumes were gorgeous. She's gorgeous, as always, and was good. Both of them, all of the actors in it, I think, were good. And not that I completely hated the movie. It's just that it was kind of mentally draining.
Yeah. It just
it's kind of like a what not to do in a relationship.
It wasn't like a feel good.
Yeah. Whatever. Definitely not a feel good.
Or inspiring or anything. It was just like,
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go home now.
I guess I'll go home and.
But
some
of the previews look pretty good, though.
Yes. We're a little indifferent. The Bride is coming out, which is a kind of almost like a punk rockish spin on The Bride of Frankenstein. Super excited
really?
For that one.
I would only see it because of Christian Bale. Like
the more I see the trailers, the more I'm like, I really want to see it. It's produced and directed by Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's in it. The girl who plays the bride, she has won some awards this season. She was in Hamnet, which is a movie I haven't seen.
I have to look her up. She looks really familiar.
And she was in a series on HBO. So yeah. I'm anxious to see her. I think it looks good. It kind of gives me that, obviously not going to be anywhere close to the same story, but kind of how Disney did the live version of Cruella, kind of had that punk rockish kind of aspect to it. I think that's what The Bride gives me, and I'm kind of super excited to watch it.
I hope it's
good. The more I see the previews, the more I want to see.
I don't know. I mean, Yeah.
Because I feel like it doesn't give you a whole lot of what's going on in the previews.
No,
it's either.
Just a lot of like chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no, you don't really get any kind of hint, or at least I don't, of the actual storyline. You get some. But...
Yeah. I just want to, because, you know, the whole point of this podcast and stuff too is to, I think, broaden my horizons when it comes to different movies. Because usually I only like action or comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I love like comedy. I just want to feel good. I want to laugh, you know. But I really want to see the one Over Your Dead Body.
That one looks good, yeah.
That looks so good.
Jason
funny.
Segel, you can't.
I love him.
You can't not like Jason Segel.
I love him. And then.
I can't think of the girl's name who's in there, but.
I know I can see her face. But
yeah.
Is she the same one that's in the another one that's out too this in a few months? Have you ever seen Ready or Not?
I have, and
there's Ready or Not 2.
Ready or Not 2 is coming out, and I'm excited to see that also.
Yes,
that one's going to be one.
The first one was so good.
Yeah.
And then Buffy's in it, the second one.
Yes. And then the preview for Supergirl.
Yeah, it looked all right.
Was.
I mean, maybe not go to the theater, but maybe wait for it to come
out. I'm not. When it comes to like superhero movies, I'm definitely more Marvel than DC.
Me too. DC talks too much, in my
opinion.
There's
just, their storylines are kind of generic. And
right.
Marvel, you're never going to convince me that nobody could do a big string of movies tied together that fit so perfectly together, like
have
the Avengers and the
order?
Oh my God,
yes,
it's insane.
So watch those in order, and then you go and you watch all the like Wolverine and X-Men,
right?
All those ones in order.
Yeah,
it's like I can't decide which one like I like better out of the two. You know?
Yeah.
Like the Avengers and the X-Men, whatever.
But they're also like all the stories, like the planning
so
to
good.
Weave all of that together to make it all come together. You know,
well, and just the action. I don't.
Yeah.
I think DC with the act, like there's just very few DC movies that I like. Like Aquaman was good. That was a DC. Right?
I couldn't even tell you the last one I went and watched.
I know. I'm trying to think
for
the
DC.
Other one.
Like, you know,
like what is it? The Watchmen, boring. Like there's just. DC, I feel like
DC's going to be like your Superman, your Batman,
so
and all that kind
of
stuff. I'm just more Marvel characters.
Those are good, but like,
but Marvel characters, I feel like are just more exciting. And
they are.
They weave their backstory really good. So.
Yeah, I don't.
So yeah,
honestly, Superman, Batman shouldn't even be a part of DC. They should be a Marvel.
Marvel would just write them so much better. Thank you, Stanley.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm excited to see. You know, we're getting into. Big blockbuster movie time, like
ooh,
with summer coming up.
He-Man, I'm like so excited.
I can't even tell you how excited I am for He-Man.
We need to watch the 80s one first.
I've watched it twice since they released the
okay,
trailer.
I need to watch.
That was one of my favorite movies growing up, and my sisters and my brother-in-law now, like when I watch it, I'm like, oh, it's so good. They're like, it is so bad and so cheesy, but I'm like,
but that's what makes it so good.
But that's what makes it amazing.
Yeah.
It was that good cheesy 80s movie, and I am super stoked for the new He-Man movie.
Yes.
That's for sure.
There's a lot of movies coming out that look so good.
Yeah. So
finally.
No. Kristen and I are going to have to, we're going to have to venture out and kind of, you know, get away from just the action and comedy. We're going to have to, like you said, broaden our.
Well, yeah. And especially for me, I mean, you're better about it, but like, I'm very sensitive when it comes to, like horror movies.
Yes. I got you.
Very, very, like just, cause in my mind, someone can really do that. Like most of the stuff.
Like
you know,
like
they can really do that in real life.
When it comes to scary movies, I am more of a give me the most unrealistic scary movie.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street with Freddy Krueger and those kind of
but
things.
But like Saw? No.
But like the ones that are that could really Strangers. The Strangers is mine.
That you
oh gosh, no!
I thought I actually watched that. It has Liv Tyler in it.
Yes,
it was kind of boring.
It was boring, but it's like.
But I think someone oversold it to me before I watched it, so I was like,
I just don't. It could be realistic. It's too realistic. And there was another one called, I think it was called Vacancy, like a roadside motel.
Oh.
These people stayed there, and like they found there was like. The people who ran it were like making underground like snuff films.
Oh,
and
man.
I refuse after that movie. I do not stay
in a motel
in motels where there's like you have an outdoor entrance to your room. Like I gotta be like
that
all
that
on the inside.
So I'll look up the trailer.
I can't think
this.
Of who who is vacancy. In it. I can see her plain is as it, day, but I can't think. I think Luke is not Luke Wilson. Is Owen Wilson in it? I can't remember, but it. I mean, it was good.
Luke Wilson. Oh, okay. So it's early 2000s.
Yeah. It was good, but it's one of those where I'm like, that's a, like, I don't want to be murdered.
I mean, I don't think anyone does, Aaron, but.
I mean, probably not, but like those, I'm like, I can't stay at a motel. Like, I need.
Maybe we can look at it as like research, what not to do.
What not to do.
Or what yeah. signs to look out for.
Yeah.
Where to not stay.
Right. Well, and then the first movie that we did, we couldn't remember any of the previews. And then after we did the podcast, we're like, oh, yeah, that was a preview. Scream yeah. 7 is coming out. The
oh, yes.
never ending.
Scream 24.
Scream series.
I would have to go back and watch all the original.
I mean, I like remember three. Going to see yeah. the original one whenever I was in, like, I think I was a sophomore in ooh, high school.
I was not allowed to see
and it. It was crazy because we actually came over here to go to the movie theaters. Is when Malco was down yeah. by Target, you know. And, like, the police presence, like, they were, like, checking ID. I mean, like, if you were not old enough. Oh, yeah. There were, dang. I mean, it was crazy.
That's good on them, though.
Yeah.
Good, like, I yes, mean, absolutely.
But here we are. Scream is the new Fast and the Furious, and
right, yeah.
they just keep going. Like, I feel like we're going to get to a part where Courtney Cox is in a nursing home and still trying to figure out yeah, who this killer is or something, just wheeling after somebody.
Yeah. So. No, I was not allowed to watch that movie. Like, my parents did not. But I think they knew, like, me being an adult now, mm-hmm. I'm like, they knew I was terrified of everything. That's why. It's not right. because they were super strict. But, like, it's not because they were super strict that I couldn't watch these movies, you know.
And that one, the first one always cracked me up because, like, when you saw the trailer, it was like, ooh, starring Drew Barrymore. I'm like, she didn't star in it. She was in there for 5 seconds, you know.
Oh, I know, right? Like, she no. was the first.
But it was Drew Barrymore. They're like, hey, we got to have a big name right here.
Right. Yeah, no, I think I watched that movie at a friend's house at a sleepover. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, not supposed to. Yeah. You know?
It's like somebody's keeping watch at the top of the basement door and make sure no parents come down. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
I'm just excited to be going, like, doing this so I can get back to. I love going to the movies.
Like, I love the movies. We were a big movie family growing up, so we were always going to see movies.
I mean, we weren't necessarily as a family because my dad hated going to movies. My mom was not a big fan either. But just, like, whenever I was in school, you know, we'd always go to the movies on Friday nights. Or during the summer, we'd go to Rio and go to the drive-in theater.
Oh, yeah, because there's not much to do.
And now, you know, with Evan, my son, mm-hmm. you know, growing up, him and I were always at the movie theater. Mm-hmm. We went and saw everything that he wanted to see. And so then he kind of got to that age where, you know, he didn't want to go to the movies with me anymore. Yeah. So it kind of got away from that, but I'm like, I love going to the movies.
I love, especially now they redid it and the seats are all nice.
Seats are all comfortable. Cozy.
If you're on a date and it's, you know, dinner and a movie, whatever, I can understand that you're dressed up, whatever.
Yeah.
But I love that if you're not going on a date, you're just going to see the mm-hmm. movie. You can go in your sweats. Oh, yeah.
I walked and in
take
and
take a blanket.
Sweat. Oh, yeah. That's
or your
the best.
PJs. I know. I was like, who would have thought, like, growing up or
yeah, because if I did that in high school, I would have been like, what are you even
they'd be like,
doing? Yeah.
You left the house in that?
Yeah. No. And now I'm like, yeah, I did.
I wore a matching sweatsuit when we
went. I took my blanket, which I didn't really need it. It was warm that day.
No, but it's just something.
But it's like you like, yeah.
I love how it's the culture's changed a little bit like that to where it's like, no, we're here to be comfortable.
Yeah.
So.
For sure. I will give a shout out to our favorite zookeeper in Cincinnati, my little sister Amy, who likes to go to the movies, but mm-hmm. she stays so busy. They get to the movies early, and she usually takes a nap during previews, which
I wouldn't be able to because I'd be like leaning over to her. She'd be asleep, and I'd be like,
I know.
Do you want?
That's why she don't like to go to the movies with me and Evan because we're like, Amy, wake up.
See that
and she's like, leave me alone. I'm trying to get my nap in before the actual movie starts.
Oh, you need to wake up.
I'm like, why can't you? You've got to know what's coming out next. Yeah. Like, I love the previews.
Me too. I love them.
Dancing popcorn cartoons and stuff, you know?
Meh. Yeah, no.
What else? So, anyway, that's it. That's our second episode of the Big Screen Breakdown.
Yeah. We encourage you to go see
a movie. Go anything, by yourself. Everything.
Oh, I love going by myself.
Love going to the movies by myself. Yes. I don't have to wait for anybody else.
I was so afraid to go by myself.
I have
myself
to share my popcorn
time.
With anybody. Right.
Yeah, and it's so nice not having to wait around. You just
go.
Yes. And you just, and nobody cares.
The
nobody
first time
knows.
I ever went to the movies by myself as an adult was to watch The Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I really want to go. Nobody could go. I was like, I'll just go. And I kind of sat at like the inside of a row kind of mm-hmm. to myself. But after I left, I was like, man, I didn't have to like worry about my friend getting up and keeping track of what happened while she went to the bathroom or, you know, whatever. I could just mm-hmm. sit there and just tune everything just out and just be mm-hmm. there. Yeah. So go to the movies alone.
Yeah.
It's very freeing. Yeah. You've never done it before.
It's not as scary as you think once you get there.
No, for sure, because nobody's paying attention to you.
Nobody cares. Yeah, nobody cares.
Like, no one. And if they are, then they're there for the wrong reason. So, but however you do it, alone, with friends, on a date, with your grandma, I don't know, go watch a movie.
Yes, movies are awesome.
You can actually, on the link on social media where we're going to post this podcast, there's a movie that you've seen that you think that we ought to watch, tell us about it.
Yeah.
If there's an opinion of ours that you don't like, that's just going to happen. You don't have to be mean about it. But you can be like, well, this is what I think. And hey, we're all good.
Yeah.
So.
Not everybody's the same.
No. We're all going to like different things. And that mm-hmm. is.
Especially about Wuthering Heights.
Okay. Especially about Wuthering Heights. Mm-hmm. So. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's our rating for Wuthering Heights?
For me, honestly,
like I want to see if you
like
have a number.
Four.
And okay,
I won't watch it again.
Yeah, that's why I was like flirting around a six.
Okay, it's just not something. Yeah, it was a good movie, but I'm not going to be like, oh,
yeah.
You know, if I see it on a stream or whatever, yeah. I'm not gonna.
I don't feel like I will either.
Mm-hmm. It's not one of those that you watch over and over and over again.
For sure, no, nope. So
no.
That's our take on Wuthering Heights.
Yeah. And thanks for tuning in to the Big Screen Breakdown.
And we will
catch you on the next film.
Catch you on. I was trying to think like catch you on the flip side, but I'm like, that's not.
Catch you on the. I don't know.
Catch you on the next screen.
You're going to cut this out, right?
No, we're leaving this on here. Catch you on the next screen.
There you go.